Da-dong.
You managed to do that exactly when it played on mine.
Hello and welcome to Bridgerton Fancast. We are a fan-created podcast about the Netflix show Bridgerton, and you are listening to a commentary track for episode 104. We are your hosts. I'm Michelle. I live in the States. You can find me at Musings on Instagram and Twitter.
And I'm Rita. I live in England, and I'm not on socials at the moment. So let's focus on these bitches instead.
Yeah.
Ooh, a turban? Sorry, I get excited whenever I see a period drama turban. Like a pineapple. That would cause quite the scandal in Sanderton.
I know. Snitch!
Eating in public. Of course she's strange. She hasn't eaten in days. Here we go.
So where did they find these places to do this?
Well,
is that a set?
No. Depressingly, there was a lot of wealth in the UK back then. They built a fuckload of these houses.
I mean, but this is just obscene.
Yeah. Oh, the dreads. I love this wig. Mm-hmm. I would just watch the show for this woman's wigs.
I mean, this is a crazy gift.
Well, you're not allowed to give lavish, expensive gifts as a suitor.
No!
No, this show doesn't care. Oh my god. Yeah. I forgot this happened. That was like a horror movie cut. I was like, he's lurking. He's going to kill you. She just had a complete mental breakdown in front of you. The way they've put the crown on top of her head is insane. She would trip and that would fall. Here we go. Bridgerton House.
Ambitious mamas. God bless Julie Andrews.
You've got to stan Daphne for coordinating her outfits with her own house.
Oh god, and she actually walked past those marbles without tripping and killing herself.
Aw, Hyacinth. Hyacinth is not known for calming herself, ever. And that's why we stan. I should. Yeah, we need to know. Are you gonna be a princess? The problem with being a Prussian princess is there's so many bloody kingdoms in Germany, it's not that impressive. Here we go. Just randomly shirtless again.
Yes.
Give the people what they want. He could do both. He could, like, box and joke at the same time.
Uh-huh.
That would be more interesting. Well. Go on, Alice. Yes, Alice. Will and Alice forever.
I love that. It's just like, hello, I'm here.
Why isn't he, like, sponsoring Will's whole saloon? He's a bloody Duke now. He has access to so much money. Just
seriously.
Here we go. Featherington House.
Ugh.
This guy is creepy. He's funny, though.
Oh, well, I absolutely adored him in Poldark.
Yeah.
Audro.
Here we go. Ben Miller in the background reading a newspaper again. Oh my god. Oh, gross.
Ew.
It's heavily unrealistic that anyone has such good teeth in the show, but we just don't want to see the yellowness. Girl, you are pregnant. This is desperate. You're not coming up with any other solutions. My nose.
That sounds familiar.
Any excuse to stay in and write.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Please remind us, because it's ridiculous.
My guess, it's because...
Oh my god, Cheese Man!
He owes... Oh, it's the Cheese Man.
Which one?
Huh?
Which one? There's three of them. So cute.
Hmm?
Philippa, go for it.
Yes.
Oh my god, the look of shock in her face. Yay.
She's like, Mama, look!
To be fair, Portia actually looks proud of her for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
The prince is a very impressive catch. You can fly into a ceiling fan for all I care. I can't believe she's saying this to Penelope.
I know, and Penelope's like,
Penelope's
yes.
Like, nope, she's...
Yes!
Yeah, Lady Whistledown still wants to get married, so shut it.
We must meet her, and Penelope's like, yes!
Oh, you're terrible at finding her, so you're not that clever, sweetie.
Seriously.
I don't think that's contagious. Let's hope not. Did they actually pay for that, or did they just walk off? I'm not.
She reached out to the
person. I don't feel like she was holding money at any point in that. It's like, you know when people don't say goodbye when they hang up in movies? Don't leave her alone in a room full of men. Ugh. You're a very bad chaperone. Well, Daphne enjoys punching people. He's so sweet. I just want to pat him on the head.
I know, really.
Like, if this was your friend, you'd be like, marry the prince, hun.
Mm-hmm.
The unemotionally available fuck boy. Oh, God.
Hastings.
You might want to, like, pretend to be a better friend. I'm not really sure how this catch. Works. Does he get a cut if people bet on him?
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand this.
Take off the coat.
Why is he taking off his coat? Like, I know that we need to sexualize him, but it's an insane thing to do. Okay, girl. She's so horny.
I know, right? And of course he has to roll up his sleeves to his biceps.
Yes, because that's normal. And totally yes. What you would do. If you can afford
hint,
which nobody can. See, this guy, very wholesome. We stan. We would give him a haircut, to be sure. But...
Yeah. You've got to trim down those sideburns because they look silly.
Well, the sideburns that are fake always look terrible on the show. I remember plantar fascia every time I think about this scene. I do not like boxing. Oh, fuck's sake. Yay! I don't know why we're cheering, because the other guy looks really fucked up. But
yeah, seriously.
And everyone cheers.
Good name.
Why is he dressed like Willy Wonka? It's so aggressively purple. Oh, God. I really hate art storylines where they don't show you the painting they're talking about. Let me have an opinion. There we go. It's a tree. It's an old man. Yeah, where is yours?
Mm-hmm.
He just likes to critique things from afar. Actually, that's really ironic for me to say that, considering we have a podcast. Here we go. Slightly more interesting scene now.
Sad man.
No, your instincts were correct. And mm-hmm. Everyone yelled at you. No, probably not. Yeah. should be more of their scenes together. They were quite cute as friends. Oh no. In front of him? I love it. Look, Beetlejuice is back! He only has one jacket. He was on the other side of the room. Oh my god, Violet's boobs. Violet, put them away. They're very distracting. Francesca knows. She doesn't need to be written. Yay! Correct answer. Most men would be like, bitch, you're marrying the prince. I want royal connections. You have not known him long. You were ready to marry her off to the Duke after like 3 minutes. That necklace is kind of ugly though.
Yeah, it is.
It doesn't go with that outfit. Okay, calm down, Violet. The judgment is like seeping out from here. She shouldn't have accepted that necklace in the first place, Violet. You're supposed Seriously. To be there to say, don't do that. That is some of the worst hairbrushing I've ever seen. Why is Violet looking like she just admitted to murder?
I know. Yes, it was. Yes, it was. You keep telling yourself that.
You seem really chill and cool about this being over. Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
It's totally fine, okay?
It's not real!
Violet's just like, you don't fuck it up.
She does look really hurt.
This is the episode where Violet just gets really drunk, doesn't it?
Yes, it is.
Because God forbid she ever do any chaperoning. This woman is not gonna stop. Oh, God. Why are they packing up like he's selling everything? Look at the waistcoat.
I know.
Well, he's a man.
Mm-hmm.
My dad had a robe in the 80s that looked very similar to that waistcoat.
It's beautiful.
Love cured racism.
Well, she's so good.
She really delivered that bullshit speech with some of the greatest passion I've ever seen.
I know, right?
I mean, Meghan Markle would agree.
Yeah.
I think you should have started making plans before you leave. This party is so creepy. Are they naked in there? Oh, that hat.
She's not wearing black, that's for sure.
Oh my gosh. I love the black and white nature of this ball.
And of course, the Featherington girls are
in colour. Well, apart from...
totally colourful.
Miss Thompson. Look. Spinning around is much better than having a conversation with that prick. Count your blessings.
I so love cheese.
Stilton is better than cheddar. This is the correct opinion. Cheddar, yes, is boring. Look how happy Penelope looks for her. What's going on?
Oh, they look so bored. Playing for the rich people again.
Yeah, this is like the 50th ball of the season that they've had to play at. Oh, Daphne. Oh, I hate that I agree with Cressida. She's evil. Why is he still in that one outfit? I swear to God.
He has no clean clothes. He must smell by now.
He's been there weeks.
Glug, 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 glug.
Girl, you downed it in one.
She sure did.
That's a waste of perfectly good champagne. It's not vodka, babes. Oh, Jeffries. Apparently he did forget. For the convenience of storytelling. Does this painting ever show up in the end? Like, or is it just...
You know, I'm not sure.
I feel like they missed an opportunity to have them, like, making out in front of the picture or something. answers their own front door.
Well, this is his salon.
There's no way he's sorting out all of the drinks. Lighting everything. He has servants. These people are far more interesting than Benedict. I'm just gonna say it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's boobs. I've yet to believe that. Is there a harp playing? Please tell me there's a harp playing. I wonder what he's smoking.
Mm-hmm.
I want season two Benedict to go full art school and start painting his nails black, listening to The Cure. God. Anthony, go to another party.
Did you not realize she was there?
Go to another party. She like the only opera singer in London.
Mm-hmm.
Stop staring at her, you freak. Violet, throw the champagne at him. She's very boring looking.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, this is rude, Anthony.
Mm-hmm. Glug, 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 glug.
Yeah, neither of you can talk. It's, don't cry in public, girl.
Huh. Like you met him yesterday.
But he lost the cheese. Oh my god. Portia is about to commit a homicide on this dance floor. She's like, with two others unwed, I will stab you. Oh my gosh. I forgot she does this. This is somebody's private room.
Mm-hmm.
Ruffling through her things. Yeah, you're supposed to be the smart one, and you can't come up with a better story than this.
I know.
Yeah. Yeah. Or that they would stay there. It hurts. Critical thinking.
I love it. Get out.
I would have, like, pinched her by the ear. Get out of the room! Invading people's privacy. Oh, Penelope. Leave her to her fate. Okay, he's looking at her too long. No, 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 no.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, don't give him ideas. No. Oh, Penelope. Gross. That was convincing.
Mm-hmm. Morning sickness.
I do believe he's trying to be funny. They don't really have very good chemistry. I'm always like, it's like not even good bants. Oh. Don't try to propose while you're dancing. It's just very spinny. That's confusing. There's too many people involved. Oh, panic attack incoming. She is clearly distressed and he's just like, I'm going to continue down this road.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, his little face. Oh my god. She's not very good at walking. She just ran into three separate people. Oh my god. No. This is the wrong way to try and deal with this problem. But then he thought, now I'm going to fuck up your life some more. Oh, God. He's definitely a rank. Oh, bless her for trying. Let her be happy. Oh, God, no. He's like, no. I can't let her be happy. I have no intention to marry her, but will I fuck with her? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That is all true.
Ooh, I love it, complete with a foot stomp.
I'm going to be a princess! Why is he there? just gonna stand here. Oh, he's just panting. Why? Let me follow you so that I can say nothing again.
God,
he's just so dumb. Run! Then what? She was safe before you started chasing her. This is insane. I would never understand why they then suddenly start making out, but I guess it's like telenovela logic.
Escándalo!
We hate each other, but we will kiss. Oh, this is just bad decision making. But you know, they're horny. Is he just grabbed her tit? Oh gosh. I just feel bad because I know her brother's about to walk in. And like, I don't want anyone to be seeing that. This doesn't even look romantic. It just looks sloppy. So much punching in this episode. Yeah, fair. You were grabbing her tit in public. Oh, for fuck's sake. Why have you grabbed her tit? Why?
Seriously.
Okay, then you shouldn't have grabbed her tit. Like, come on. Anthony's desperate to duel someone. Just let him. Oh, for God's sake, Simon, you are crazy ridiculous. Yeah. Sorry's not good enough in this situation, I'm afraid. Oh, men are ridiculous.
Seriously. That necklace you just kind of left there?
No, we've already decided that some gardener is about to start a fabulous life. Oh my god, Violet. See? That's the moment she should have known people saw her, but she didn't, because she dumb.
She's a little too blindsided.
Well, somebody touched her boob for
blindsided
the first
time. By lust.
The lighting in this room is really not very good for painting. Yeah, you have a mess to clean up at home. They're giggling at everything. They must be very high.
Yeah.
Okay. fuck with him. I love the idea of those two, like, just... I would watch a spin-off of them trying to solve crimes. Just rummaging around.
Seriously. That crown looks ridiculous on her.
Look at Penelope's face. She's about to cry.
Uh-huh.
He's 19. Look at her face. You are so dumb, Marina. Why are they pretending that she's going to get into bed in that corset? I hate this show sometimes. Let women breathe. Oh my god, that's disgusting. See, if I were Eloise, not Eloise, if I was Penelope, I would have been like, I'm going to expose her as being pregnant now because I'm petty. She's a better woman than me.
Mm-hmm.
Never occurs to her to do it. Oh, for God's sake. Eloise. Eloise, read the room. It's the delivery. Honestly, I don't think that was the insult Eloise treats it as. It's like, you are pretty and rich. Oh. Well. Yeah, to be honest, you should have known the consequences of your actions too, Daphne. Oh, what else is he supposed to do? If he doesn't duel him, it means that he thinks you're some kind of slut.
Uh-huh.
Why is... Everyone's just assuming that the Duke's gonna die in this scenario. He's like, I'm too high for this conversation right now.
He's like, I'm a little wasted.
He don't want it. No.
I don't want him.
He's like, I don't want to do it. Look. Oh, for God's sake. Violet, if you had just chaperoned your daughter, can you imagine?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Colin. Oh god, poor Will. Why does he have alcohol? He's hiding booze behind the picture. I've never noticed that before. Who does that?
All right, here.
Will is too good for this friendship. She was pretty insulted. It was very insulting, yeah.
Yeah!
If I were Will, I would have smacked him in the face.
Seriously.
Will is...
I like Will.
...a perfect man who never makes any mistakes.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess he does.
It's beautiful, okay? He did it for his family. Oh, Anthony. Oh, not the watch. Oh, my heart. My heart can't take it. His daddy's watch.
The watch.
Oh, God. Someone save me. Sienna, please. I'm gonna die. You have to have sex with me. Oh, Sienna, can you have some backbone for once in your life? You're just like, oh, well. Sienna, he is obviously selling you a pipe dream.
I mean,
she is so dumb.
Honestly, if he has to go in hiding, does he think he can take the money with him?
I have no idea how she is. Why are they doing that with the door open? I hate them. It's the lack of self-respect either of them ever has. Please close the door! Thank you. Oh, this is a good scene.
Yeah, it is. Oh, she's so good.
The show should be 90% more Portia.
Hush.
That's why he's always reading newspapers.
Mm-hmm.
Is he keeping notes? That's very... I can't imagine he's like, and then I gambled this away. She's gonna marry you. Oh my God, give her an Emmy.
Mm-hmm. What are you gonna do about it?
I forgot he cries. Oh. Her reaction is perfect. She's like, I've never seen tears before. Honestly. This is the worst possible reaction. She's like, now I've got to fucking take care of you too.
Seriously.
There.
She's like, oh my God. Now what am I supposed to do?
Say goodbye to your mistress. Bye-bye. We won't be seeing you next year. Because you've got your own TV show.
Bye. She does?
Yeah.
Oh, he does.
Well, not the actress, not the character. Who would watch the character singing around London? Boring. Oh, Will's dressed up for the occasion.
Mm-hmm.
Went and got his business coat on. I just love that they're putting really dramatic music over the horse riding, and I feel like they're going quite slowly. They go, mm-hmm. Piccolo, piccolo, piccolo. She didn't even put shoes on. Actually, when they planned to do the duel, did they tell each other where they were doing it? Oh, Colin. Here we go. It's finally happened. Why did it take her like 7 hours to do this? But you know, we have to leave everything to the last minute because hashtag drama. That poor doctor. He's just standing there like, what's going on? He's just here for the money, yo.
You got my money?
Bitch, better have my money. Both. Why can't it be both? But it's mostly a fool. Oh, I love the look at the end, like, where he just goes, yeah, I'm dumb.
Mm-hmm.
There's some self-knowledge there. Oh, for fuck's sake. Well. Oh, do not hand him that! No! He's like, you can hold the daddy issues now. They're yours. He doesn't have any affairs. It's just, you got no family. Oh, for God's sake.
How did Colin let... Oh, I was going to say, how did Colin let her out of the house by herself?
He's the only responsible brother. Irony. Okay, what does Will know about guns? Why is he inspecting them? You're a boxer.
That's the thing. It's like, I don't know. They could be like, yeah, looks like a dueling gun. Okay.
It's nothing. It's literally nothing. You still ruined his sister. His whole family is fucked. And you're not. You're just going, I'm sorry. Okay, that's not going to be good enough, babes. Go on, Daphne, go. I still think she's moving really slowly. This is cool, though. It's so dumb, but it's so cool.
Mm-hmm.
Satangel Commandant. And nobody sees the horse coming. Like, it's not very loud.
I know. It's like, oh, where could it be coming from?
Okay. I really also love watching them in this scene because Jonathan is clearly acting the shit out of being terrified, and then there's blank Reggie Jean Page's face. This is a little dumb. Yeah, they've got to redo the drill in a sec, babes. Babes, you were always going to be ruined. I don't understand why this is a new information of plot point. Everyone always knew. Is anyone else just looking at her hair? Just very insane wig. I mean, the choice is literally like get married, not have kids, or everyone in society hates you and you have no options in life. Not a choice, babes. This is so dumb. The drums.
He's like, what? Hey, bitch, I just told you I can't. Well, I could, but I won't. But you'll find that out later.
I mean, I could argue that she made that choice, though. So she has to live with the consequences instead of rapey.
Yep.
Just one way to put it. Okay.
We have something in the inbox. It's from our anonymous Tumblr. Hi, Michelle and Rita. Wanted to start off by saying that I look forward to every Tuesday when I can watch season one along with you all in preparation for March 25th. Smiley face. At the time I am writing this, we haven't gotten a teaser for season two. But I was wondering what your thoughts are on the new official photos released by Chris Van Dusen and more recently by Entertainment Weekly. Can't believe the wait is almost over. I think that's a hand
like happy showy emoji. Like, I don't know what that is. A smiley face happy. But with like clappies.
It actually kind of looks like jazz hands. But anyway, thanks. <Ta-da>!
All the photos that you're referencing are on our Instagram. So yes. If you haven't seen them, guys, go look at them.
I'm so excited.
I was most excited to see Newton the Corgi. Was like waiting to see if he was confirmed because he's one of my favorite characters in the books. He's so adorable and fluffy and very important, and I love him.
Oh, gosh. I can't wait.
It's going to be fun. What did you think of them? Because I know you don't have... You're like, who are these people?
I thought they were beautiful. I thought the photos of the ladies hunting was really awesome.
She looks badass with that guy.
I know, right? But, I'm so excited.
Yes.
To see this because, you know, every time I see an image from the show and, you know, as we're rewatching season one, you know, and seeing these characters played by people that look like me.
Yay.
It's just, it is so delightful. You know, not that, you know, I've had anything against British historical television shows and things like that in the past. And, you know, obviously, we have a podcast network that's all about
I hope you didn't hate them.
Period dramas.
Quite the show you would be putting on for years at a time.
You know, it's just, it's something that I never thought I would see. And it was something that, you know, I didn't even bother to question.
Yeah.
Because, you know, history.
Well, but, you know, fuck history.
Exactly. These shows are basically saying, you know something? We're not going to be paying any attention to history. We are going to tell the story the way we want to tell the story. And so I'm just thrilled.
It'll be exciting just to, like, float off into fantasy land for a few weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah,
that'll be
nice.
Though, unlike you, I always have the vague fear of, oh no, what if they mess up something that I enjoyed? So that'll be a fun anxiety I get to bring each week to the podcast. You can just be like, oh, I really like this. And I'm like, mm.
Oh, God, if you only knew.
So really, you get to have the best experience ever. You have just so much joy to look forward to. And you get to find out what the bee thing is. Like, the world's going to be magnificent for you.
Yes.
And I'm excited to live vicariously through you. Because even if I'm like, oh, it's not as good as the book, I can still be like, but Michelle's enjoying it, so what am I complaining about?
Yeah. Yeah, it's like, look how happy she is. Isn't that precious?
I am relying on you emotionally to keep me in check whenever I spiral, so thank you.
I shall endeavor to do my best.
So on that note, that's all from us this week. Can you believe that we're already halfway through the season? I felt like when we were watching it in season one, it took forever. I was like,
oh my God,
I need the next episode. So,
oh yeah, and I think the same is going to be true with season two. It's going to be
torture.
So hard to stop watching. You know, as the little thing at the bottom of the screen, you know, is counting down next episode. You know, you
want
it.
Does anyone know how to stop that happening? Please, I'm very scared that I'm going to not pause it in time and then. If you have any tips, please email us. desperate. Speaking of, email us at inthebooksnetwork@gmail.com. That's the name of our new podcasting network, Winky Face. If you want to find us elsewhere, we are In The Books, all one word, on Twitter, Insta, and Tumblr, if you want to send us anything anonymous.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for joining us. I guess we'll be back next week with a commentary track for 105, a.k.a. the sex scene. Lord.
Yeah.
Join us
for
that.
I burn for you.
That's going to be so uncomfortable for us to talk over.
Oh, yes.
But so amusing for you to listen to. See you all next time. Bye-bye.
Bye.